Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on pro and college football at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, who or what is the biggest reason why the Eagles struggled on offense, scoring only 11 points yesterday? We'll give you four choices, two names and two groups. I'll put them in alphabetical order as we go. A, Jalen Hurts. B, Nick Sirianni. C, the offensive line. D, the skill position players. So it's, you know, we're pretty much throwing the whole offensive gamut out there and just trying to figure out from your end, where do you assess the most blame for only 11 points being scored? Now, of course, there was also the blocked field goal. We didn't put that in here. We all know, you know, they could have otherwise scored 14. But why did the Eagles' offense basically not score enough points? Hurts, Sirianni, O-line, skill position players, what do you say? Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Joe in Mayfair right now. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, John. Good morning, James. Definitely agree with Mr. John Ritchie. Zero turnovers, one sack for Hurts yesterday. Granted, I blame Sirianni for most of the game. Their running game between the 30 and 30 was fantastic. They need a power running back. When they get close to the red zone, they don't have one.
I agree with that. I think red zone and short yardage, I think they need a power back.
Correct. The RPO would work a little better with a power back versus Miles Sanders in short yardage. Secondly, they did not use the tight ends until the third quarter. I repeat that. Not a pass to Goddard or Ertz until the third quarter. Yes, he's innovative. Yes, Sirianni is going to stretch it a little bit. And Jalen Hurts did hold the ball a little too long on his deep throws. They did go about 55 to 60 yards, which is pretty good. The problem that I have with yesterday is they did not get the ball in the wide receiver's hands at all at the line of scrimmage except twice. I didn't see one wide receiver run end around at all to try to get the Niners cornerbacks more involved because they had on their third and fourth and they signed someone off the scrap heap. They did not get the ball to their playmakers yesterday within 5 to 15 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Some of that is by design. Like the defense wasn't going to let the Eagles do what they had success doing against the Falcons.
You got to get the ball to the tight ends.
Well, and they've got to get open.
Well, Goddard was pass blocking most of the time. You can't have Goddard blocking Bosa when the first time Hurts got hit in the third quarter.
Well, that was a mistake.
You can't You can't have guys free hitting on our quarterback either. You know, this is the problem. That week one gave us a false sense, or gave some people a false sense of security about how good and how effective this offense is. There's no pass rush coming from the Falcons. Yesterday, there was a legitimate pass rush, and it changes things. You have to max protect at times where you're keeping Dallas Goedert in to block. And because you want your quarterback to at least have a chance to get the ball off. And we're going to see this all year. Teams are going to continue to take away what we do best. What we do best is the short stuff, the bubble screens, all that. You know, get the ball out of his hand fast. We got to counterpunch now.
All right, let's talk to one of the Eagles' better defenders. His journey to NFL starter and NFL captain has certainly impressed us all. We're looking forward to having him as a guest on our show after every Eagles game, win or lose. And he's right there in the middle of the defense, and he's going to be a great insight to us on what went down out there on the football field. And we welcome to the show officially now for the first time all season long for the rest of the way, Eagles linebacker Alex Singleton. How you doing today, Alex?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, man. We're disappointed like everyone. Alex, we'll get to all the parts of the game, or at least a lot of it in a moment. But let's start with your teammate Brandon Graham's injury. We know, he issued this statement that he's going to be out for the year, so we know the reality of the matter. And I'm just curious from your standpoint, how difficult it is in-game to see your buddy, your teammate, a team leader, and a captain go down, and just what that moment for you felt like, knowing the impact for the game and the season and his season.
Yeah, you've talked to BG. A lot of people have talked to BG. Everyone in the community kind of knows BG. And just seeing him go down, it kills you. It hurts you. You just wonder why it happens to guys like that, just great guys. And you get sick to your stomach, and you kind of now you just want to do everything for him. And, obviously I talked to him, the second it happened, and then, when we went back in the locker room, and just, how positive he already was about the situation. It's why he's been a leader in Philadelphia for as long as he has. It's why he will continue to be, one of the most amazing guys on our team. It's just, but it is at the end of the day, terrible to have that happen to somebody.
Alex, do you feel after that game last night today that we know San Fran's quality, that's obvious, that the team lost out on a great chance to get to 2-0?
Yeah, I think 100% we did. You hear all of us talking, we 100% believe in ourselves. And, I think, watching the film, a couple times already, we know we could have won that game. It's especially defensively, with everything. I hardly know what goes on the other side of the ball. But just, defensively, I think if we could, take one or two back, I think we know we could have, just taken care of our jobs and, gotten it done, no matter what was going on.
What did your defense do that took Jimmy Garoppolo so off his game?
I think we kind of just wanted to get after what they were good at, which was stopping the run. And our, to be able to do it with our front four, front five, is something, a lot of teams in this league can't do because they don't have guys like we do up front. So to be able to do that with those guys and to be able to play, coverage behind it a lot of the day, it takes away those, those big shots that they like to take. They run press, and then boot, and to be able to take away that press and be in second and third and long most of the game, I think that's what they thrive on is, being in second and two, and then they can take a shot, and if they have to run on third down, they can again. And so to, keep them in those long down and distances for most of the game is kind of what, I think helped us for the most part.
What didn't work for the defense the way you hoped it would?
We need to cause more turnovers, in my opinion. I think that's just the one thing that's really been missing these last 2 weeks.
How do you avoid, as a defense, pointing fingers when the offense scores 11 points in a loss?
So, with this team, it's not hard to not do that. I think we believe in each other so much. I think it was just certain situations. I couldn't tell you. Obviously, I know we had the ball, in the red zone a few times, and whatever happens, happens. But just the faith that we have in them, there's definitely no finger pointing. I think we honestly went in, and I think – we were almost more sick because we know how much we should have won that game by. And so it's kind of that opposite feeling. I think we're ready to, carry that, take it to Dallas, and, just continue to keep pushing and growing together. Because, like everything, this season is so young and so early.
What plays stick in your craw? You come out of every game and there's always certain plays you felt like you could have done something different. What plays stick out for you?
Oh, yeah, for me, I would say in that 2 minute, when Debo kind of runs that fade, the fade over the middle, kind of just getting there faster, even just taking him down instead of just swiping for the ball. I went for the ball when he already had, pretty good possession. Instead of going for that, if I would, wrapped him up and taking him down there, I think at the, 30-ish yard line, instead of them being inside the five, that's the big one in my head right now. And
Yeah, that would
definitely be the biggest one, in my opinion.
Alex Singleton with us here the day after the Eagles lose the game to get to 1-1. Alex, let's talk about dog mentality. Sirianni's preaching it all the time. Does it work? Can his messaging to learn but quickly get right back to it actually help sharpen the focus of pro players to be ready for the next play or the next week?
Yeah, I believe, and that's, kind of what – the whole theme of this team is, and why I think, no one's going to blame each other. Why we're excited for the next game, why we're already ready to, you know, get in the building today together and just kind of, you know, work for the next one. And because of this dog mentality that, you know, how the story, you know, goes is, you know, the dogs are hunting and, you know, whether they catch the rabbit or not, you know, either they're going to get back in the cage, and no matter what happened, the dogs never remember going. Whatever happened last time, they're going to come out of that cage the exact same way, whether they won or lost, you know, the hunt before. And so it's just kind of the way that, you know, we've all truly bought in, and it's really cool to see a team, you know, truly believe a guy, because we know Coach Sirianni loves us, and it's kind of, you know, why we're going to continue to play the way, you know, with that dog mentality.
That dog mentality, you got to, the dog has to be smart too, you know, as well as being a dog. Derek Barnett yesterday got his eighth personal foul in his career, and that play really hurt. Do you say something to Derek Barnett, or do you leave that to the coaches?
You know, personally, I leave it to the coaches. I didn't see it. I was out on that one. So, and some of those, you never know if it's just kind of, you know, bad luck. I know a lot of his sometimes, you know, are just him honestly hitting people too hard. You know, he's had, you know, a couple of those. You never know. Until you see it on tape, and, you know, most of the time the tape ends up cutting it off. Mm-hmm. So you don't even see it. But those are guys, you know, that's where, you know, BG and Fletch in that D-line room, you know, would step up and say something for sure if it was – you don't need it to be.
Right. Alex, we appreciate answering the questions today. We know that a lot of times throughout the season, these will be more fun after wins, but we appreciate you taking it on. And look, I'll say this. I'm generally encouraged with the way you guys have started. Obviously, yesterday was a setback, but I think the fan base knows the team is much improved from last year, and we're looking forward to seeing how you guys do the rest of the way.
Yes, I appreciate it. We're excited. Anyone who's too worried about yesterday, it's gonna be better.
All right. Alex,
Thanks, Alex.
Take care, man. We'll see you next week, and good luck versus Dallas.
Yep, thank you, guys.
All right, there he is, Alex Singleton. He's going to be a great addition to our show, and we're looking forward the entire season to talking to him. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Doing well, Tom.
Well, if the Philly special was the best play call in Super Bowl history, that may have been – one of the dumbest in NFL history yesterday.
And also, Greg Ward's got to know.
To not throw the ball away on fourth down?
It's fourth down. I mean, just give it a shot.
Put it up.
Give it a shot. I mean, however which way you want to do it, just the hurts or throw it across the middle of the field to just throw a jump ball to whoever the heck's over there. Just do something.
Just
but don't throw
run
it.
For
yeah, don't
it.
Throw
I mean,
it away.
I mean,
just put it up. Put it up even across your body and give someone a shot at it.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
I mean, listen, it was probably going to be an incompletion, and if he throws it to Hurts, it's probably knocked down. But maybe Hurts can draw a pass interference.
Up in the air.
Yeah,
you never know.
Who knows? Yep.
So the two biggest concerns I take away from yesterday, it's not Nick Sirianni. I think it's growing pains with him. I think he'll learn from this and move forward. First off would be Hurts and the deep ball.
Yep.
Looked to me like he was underthrowing the deep ball all day long.
He did.
When he couldn't set his feet, it didn't look good. Now, when he sets his feet, we don't have issues. But you had a pass rush in your face, and sometimes you miss.
Now, you recall the chatter about Howie Roseman. Did he have a good offseason or not? Well, this is where that question gets answered because, as you pointed out, John, this war of attrition started yesterday because they were winning the trench battle yesterday. You take BJ and Brandon out, and then they were losing the trench war. So let's see how deep this team is, and that'll give us our answer on Howie.
Well, Tom, I'll say this. A little bit yes, a little bit no. Obviously, yes, you're right. The depth, we will evaluate Howie based on the success or failure of the backups that get in there. But let's not act like losing two guys when healthy that are significantly above average is easy to just overcome with, you know, a backup. I mean, they didn't lose, you know, two random regular guys. They lost two of the top six or seven players on the whole team.
And you're playing a team that lost their top cornerback and their best running back.
I understand.
And every team in the league is going through the same
growing.
I mean, it did flip as soon as those two guys got hurt.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. Hey, Tom, are we seeing you tonight at the Phils game?
You are seeing myself and my better half tonight.
Good for you, man. Well, listen to you, Tom, and everyone that has the tickets. We're headed down to the Phils game as the show. Meet us right there, Tom. Appreciate the call. Meet us 7 o'clock out in the where the tickets are in the stands, and we look forward to it. 7 o'clock. I mean, you know, I'll probably get there a few minutes early for sure, but right around 7 we'll convene, and we're looking forward to seeing the Phils and being with so many of our listeners and callers. So it should be fun. Whether the Phils can win or not, we'll see. Obviously, encouraging. Yesterday was a setback for the Phils, but a generally encouraging last, whatever it's been, 4 or 5 days. They're back in it, 2 out, 2 weeks to go. We'll see what they can do. Let's go to Tom in Dover. Tom, you're on WIP.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing today?
Doing well, Tom.
I was down there yesterday, man, and I don't really agree with a lot of things that you say, John. But you know what, today, man, you was on point, man. The team played good yesterday, man. And, some games, sometime during the course of the season, man, is a game that get away from you. And I think that was our game. If they could bounce back from this game, man, I think they'd be all right. What pissed me off yesterday, though, was them San Francisco fans, man.
I could not.
They was all in our stadium
yesterday, man. I got to tell you something. I've been to games where it's a Philly versus Boston thing or a Philly versus New York thing. And geographically, it makes sense that people are going to be there, especially a Phillies game where it's so easy to get tickets because, they don't sell out generally. I was absolutely amazed with how many thousands and thousands, particularly in the area behind the 49ers bench. I was the most shocked I've been in my entire life with how many fans from the opposing team were there. I can't believe it.
We was in Lock K. We tailgated, me and my buddies, yesterday. I should have known it was going to be a bad day. Can you believe I took everything, but I forgot the actual food to go on the grill?
No.
So I ran across the street to Jetro. They gave me a one-day pass, and I went shopping in there. I got some burgers and some sausages. I come back across the street to go to Lock K. Man, the San Francisco fans, man, was pouring in there taking big old group pictures. I'm talking about hundreds of them.
I know.
I'm arguing with them. My boy's telling me, come on with this damn food, man. It was crazy out there yesterday, man.
Yep.
Tom,
I agree, man. Tom, good call. I appreciate it. I'll say this. John and James, after the game last night, I went home and watched it. And I'm telling you, the television version of the broadcast did not even come close to showing how many thousands of 49ers fans were there. I couldn't believe it. Now, I will say, the Eagles fans that were there were awesome. They were into it. The crowd was rocking. But there were a lot of thousands of Eagles fans that sold their tickets to 49ers fans. Wow. That's a fact.
It's weak.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
I could not believe how many.
Especially the first game back with
guys,
fans.
It was red everywhere. I mean, I don't say everywhere, but all over, a lot of spots. And it's a team 3,000 miles away. I didn't understand it.
That's surprising.
But, I could not believe
on
it.
On the TV copy, there were times that I noticed that there was cheering during moments there shouldn't have been cheering, during moments that I did not expect the link to have cheering.
Yep.
It's when San Francisco did something.
It was really, really, really a lot.
John, but I didn't realize this until what you're just talking
I'll
about.
I'll show you a photo, John. I mean, I'll get you a photo in a sec. Barnett, we talked to Alex Singleton about Derek Barnett. What would you do, John, if you were his teammate and it's now like year, four, whatever it is, of him being an offender with either a late hit or a personal foul, stuff of that ilk? What would you do? Okay, let me put it to you as an offensive player. Would you cross the line offense to defense, or would you need to be a member of his defense as a teammate to approach him directly? How does that work?
I think it does make it a little bit of a sticky situation that you're going offense to defense. And, if I were putting myself in that position.
Yep.
But absolutely, as a captain's council member, it is your job to address this. And probably every guy who considers himself a leader of that team needs to bring it up. It's not something you let drop, because yesterday you're talking about the difference between a third and long, third and long. And for them, it's third and unmakeable because Garoppolo stunk. So third and unmakeable or first and 10 from the midfield, essentially.
It basically cost the Eagles about 2 minutes because San Francisco ultimately punt it, But the effect was they got to run more time, whatever it would be, a minute, minute and a half, whatever it would add up to. I'm not entirely sure. And that minute and a half or so could have made the difference on the back end to get the ball back.
It's something that you have to address. It's something that you have to talk to him about. You know, like if you don't already know him well as a teammate, it's the kind of thing where your discussions are centered around got to be smarter, got to be smarter. We all have to be smarter. We all have to be aggressive. We all have to knock the snot out of people, but do it at the right times.
Yep.
Do it properly. This can no longer happen. Like, that's the last one. That's your eighth personal foul.
Yep.
No more.
And here's,
like, for your career, man.
I'm with you, John.
That's enough.
And here's the scary part. He now becomes the guy. I mean, him and Ryan Kerrigan are probably the two players who are going to play the most
and I'm
more.
I'm concerned.
Without
Ryan Kerrigan, I just watching him yesterday. I've only watched the game twice.
Yep.
I need to watch it twice, James. I need to look
more. Only twice,
John? Come on, John. You haven't watched it six times already?
Disappointed, man.
What's wrong with you? I thought you were dedicated to the show.
I'm still waiting for Ryan Kerrigan to do something.
I know.
I mean, watching it two times over, I'm still waiting. And that's including week one. I didn't even realize he played in week one until we saw the snap count.
Hasn't looked good. All right, coming up, speaking of the snap count, who the coaches trusted yesterday, offensively and defensively. Every week they got to make decisions. Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert, Quez Watkins, DNs, how to rotate them. We'll go through all that, the linebackers, all that next. Rocking all your calls as well. The day after the Eagles blew a golden opportunity to get to 2-0, we'll react. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.